We evolved to be a social species. Humans could not survive unless they were drawn to other people and they lived in collectives and with others. So we need human interaction. In fact, some data suggests we may be the most social of any species out there. We need to feel connected to others. We need to feel connected to the world at large. There are very negative effects that we find when people are not socially connected, and social connection can protect people from a lot of other negative things.
What are some of these impacts?
Well, we see increase in physical illness when people don't have proper social connections. We see an increase in depression, an increase in anxiety. We even see lower life expectancy for people who don't have adequate number of social connections.
Now, given the research and data we've seen, are there efforts underway to deal with this issue? I guess you might call it loneliness prevention or isolation prevention, similar to, you know, anti-smoking or obesity prevention efforts.
Yeah, that's a great question. I don't think that we have reached anywhere near that level of intervention for social connections, and we really should. It would make a whole lot of sense for us to do that as a society for all the reasons we've talked about. But I think that, you know, when we prioritize as a society, it's harder for people to see the importance of these less tangible things. And so we tend not to emphasize them as much as we should, even though they're really important on a large number of outcomes.
I guess the takeaway here is that loneliness is bad for your health, so get out and socialize. But that's very difficult for many people.
Yeah, well, the research in my lab suggests that there are multiple ways to do that. So, you know, I think sometimes people who are more introverted or shyer get very intimidated by this idea that they have to maybe go out to parties or to bars in order to fulfill this need to belong. And that's just simply not true. So there are multiple ways of feeling connected to other people. Some of them are more direct means, you know, that we tend to think of when we go to a party or we get together with a group of people. But, you know, if you have someone who you connect with online or a group of people who you connect with online, that can often make us feel connected. If you have just one good friend who you write letters back and forth with. Even some research suggests that pets that you have in your home can provide a sense of connection. And in fact, our research shows that people can even sometimes find this sense of connection by connecting to a larger group, to maybe having a favorite TV show that you watch, that you feel connected to the characters on that show, or you feel connected to other people that watch the show.
So let's talk about Valentine's Day and the pressures this holiday can create.
There's so much pressure in our society to have a certain kind of relationship, not only a romantic partner, but the kind of romantic partner who will want to take you out to dinner and buy you flowers and have a romantic evening. And that's a very limited view of social connection. People shouldn't feel bad just because they don't have what society is pushing at that moment. There are a lot of ways to feel connected to the world, and there's no evidence that one is better than the other.